Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us in the studio is about two-fifths of the Weight Band. They're going to be performing at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on November 18th. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams opening the show, The Weight Band, live at the Bardavon, November 18th. This is Jim Weider and Brian Mitchell in the studio, live, KZE.
Got me a woman, she's a pretty good woman at that. She lives with a monkey and a Chinese acrobat. She called me Tex, makes me wear a cowboy hat. I don't care, she's a pretty good woman at that. There's nothing in the world that can treat that woman mean. My tractor clean. She baked my bread. She makes me eat turnip green. Well, I don't care. She's the best little woman I've seen. Well, some folks they move out to California. Some folks they go down to New Orleans. She speaks in tongues, woo! She really turns me on. Well, I don't care, she's the best little woman I know. Some folks, they move out to California. Some folks, they want to go down to New Orleans.
Accordion and guitarion here live on 98.1 KZE. Brian Mitchell and Jim Weider from The Weight Band. That is a Levon Helm tune, Got Me a Woman. How's it going, fellas?
Pretty darn good.
Good, man. Good.
It's great to have you in the studio. You sound great, and we're looking forward to the big show coming up to the Bardavon on November 18th. What do you got in store for the people?
Well, we're really looking forward to it because Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams will be there with us with Justin on drums and another fellow on bass. I'm not quite sure who it is, but their band will play and then we'll play and then we'll all play together. So it'll be kind of like a good old ramble with Levon.
True. And, you know, this is all, I mean, we're like family over here. Yeah. I played on Larry's last record, and we played together a million times. So when we get together, it's definitely, it feels like rambles. Yeah. You know.
Well, there is nothing more exciting than to see when Levon's band is together. I mean, the Weight Band, of course, is a phenomenal experience. But there's some kind of chemistry when the old band gets back together that is undeniable. It's something that's, I don't know, it's inside each one of you. And it really comes out as a family feel where, you know, I've never seen more joy in the expressions of the people I'm watching while they're playing. And you really bring that out. So does it feel that way for y'all?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, after playing with Larry for so long, Larry Campbell and Teresa me and Brian playing with the Weight, just when we all combine together, it's like an old soft shoe.
Part of it, I think, too, is that Levon always allowed us to bring what we did, our flavor, into it. So that turned into a collective, and I think that shows over the years now. I mean, the Ramble Band, he always went, like, you know, we all do different things that we do, and it became a sound, I think, and that's what we're channeling in, I think. Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah, definitely.
So a couple of months ago, I saw the Weight Band. It was at Camp Cripple Creek.
Ah, yeah.
And it was just an amazing show. You guys were so on fire. And let's talk for a moment about the drummer. He sings his tail off. He plays his butt off. What's his name?
Michael Bram.
Michael Bram, that's right.
And we met him
as a
interesting...
Marty's wedding.
Marty's wedding. He was the wedding drummer.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we ended up auditioning him, and we didn't even realize that. It's like, you're the wedding drummer, man.
Yeah, that's right. He's just a talent. I mean, we love him, and he also plays guitar, so when we do an acoustic set, he can play harp, he plays guitar. And that's what's so great about all the guys in the Weight Band that we're very proud of. Matt Ziner, our keyboardist, just got an incredible voice, and he can go not only sing the low stuff, but he can go really high and do all the really high harmonies, even higher than another level above Albert.
And to have two keyboard players and have somebody that really is a pleasure to work with.
Yeah.
You know, that's not as easy as it might sound.
Yeah, we've been there. I mean, Brian and him together, and they can just say, what do you want to play? Well, why don't you play piano? I'll play organ.
It's just, it's all about music. There's no ego.
So one of the best parts about the Weight Band is the harmonies.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody sings.
Yeah.
You got Albert Rogers, who's just an amazing vocalist and bassist, and
well,
his harmony,
it's great. And Shine Like Gold, great record. And have you been working on new stuff? Are you going to break anything new out at the Bardavon?
Anything?
Well, we're always working on bringing in new repertoire.
Yeah.
So possibly, or just new songs. I mean, songs we haven't played in a while. Mm. Stuff we maybe haven't played, but we will bring. So we're trying to bring that to the table every time we play these
days. That's true. We change it up a little bit, you know.
Well, cool. I guess that's exciting, being in a band, to have different things to play than maybe the same set list.
No, we try to mix that up all the time. I don't like to do that. It also keeps the band on the toes, right?
Yeah. And if you have want people to keep coming back, you want to kind of keep it fresh.
We want to change the show up.
Yeah.
A lot.
Brian, throughout history, there have been so many expressive, amazing pianists. Who influenced you?
Well, many, but I'll give you my top, one hand. You know, basically I came out of a few things. Dr. John, James Booker, Alan Toussaint, a lot of New Orleans stuff. And then I loved, you know, and then Leon Russell from Rock and Roll, and, you know, Little Richard, people like that. And, but then unquestionably, Garth Hudson and Richard Manuel. And that's why it was a great thing for me to end up playing with Levon, because there's a lot of that there already, and I got to do it, and you know, so.
Well, how did you find Levon, or Levon find you?
Jimmy Pavino, one Saturday night, said, well, Friday night, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, well, I'm just hanging out. He said, you want to come play with Levon Helm? And I said, I'll make some time for that, my friend. And then when I did it, I got up there and had the best time. I'm not sure if it was Levon's. It might have been Levon's birthday.
No kidding.
There's something online where you see this the first time I went up there. And then at the end of the night, Levon goes, I'll see you next Saturday. I said, absolutely. I don't care what I got next Saturday. It's no longer happening.
That's great. That's great.
Wow. And Jim, how long have you played with Levon? I know you played with him back in the band, and while back I saw you with the band and Hot Tuna in Lenox, Massachusetts, and
right.
That was an amazing event, but that's my own personal experience. But I know that you've played with Levon for many years. Like, how long has it been?
Jesus, I don't know. It was a long, over 30 years. I mean, in the 70s, the late 70s, maybe I moved back here 1980, and we did the Levon Helm band or All Stars with Cindy and Frank, and we'd go down and play the Joyce Lake or down and play the Lone Star, and everybody'd sit in with us. Everybody.
So you started playing with him back then, and how did hook up with him, just from being around town?
Yeah, you know who did it? It was, and I always owe it to Artie. Artie Trom said, look, man, Artie was playing. They were doing some shows like that. And said, man, I can't make this gig. Can you do it? I had just moved back from Atlanta.
Huh.
And I was playing around with Johnny Average and whoever I could play with to get back into music. And so I sat in and played, and that was it. I started playing with Levon from then on. And I owe it to Artie.
Mm. That's a cool story.
And then we just kept going. Then I got in the band, of course. Mm. Rest.
I had a little interesting thing happen last night. I was down y'all where I saw the Willie DeVille documentary at Socrates. And a guy came up to me and he said, you're Brian Mitchell? I said, yeah. He goes, I was a piano player. I used to play with Levon Helm. Okay. And then I couldn't make a gig, and then you got the gig, and I never got the gig back. Sorry, bro.
I guess it's a compliment.
I guess. I don't know what it is.
I guess it's...
If he's out there, thank you, my brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
No hatred.
No hatred.
This is 98.1 KZE. Brian Mitchell and Jim Weider in the studio. The Weight Band is going to be at the Bardavon November 18th. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams opening the show. And somewhere in the ether, my sources tell me that they've been working on some new material and may have something coming out soon. So that's good to hear. And, well, we wish you folks in the Weight Band nothing but great success.
Thank you, of course.
Thank you so
and
much.
And we hope that you're riding off the tails of Shines Like Gold, and something great will happen in the future. And, well, we'll be here supporting you along the way. So keep up the good work. And folks can get tickets and information about the show coming up on the 18th of November, bardavon.org. Become a member to the Bardavon today, and you can get first chance at buying tickets and many other privileges. Bardavon.org. Get tickets for the Weight Band with Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams before they go. Anything you want to say to the folks to hook them in?
What do you got?
Hard sell.
Hard sell.
Yeah. What else better you got to do? Come on.
What are you gonna do? Eat an ice cream?
Get off the couch. Come on.
Yeah. No. We'll do some Grateful Dead. Some almonds. We'll
some
mix
Dylan,
it up.
A little bit of
some
Dylan.
And of course, some classic band stuff, and we'll do stuff off of Shines Like Gold and World Gone Mad, which the world has gone mad, folks. So come on out and have a laugh and hang with us.
Yeah.
You'll forget about it.
Maybe if you're lucky, you'll get to see Albert sing Out of the Wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot for being here, folks. We're going to play that tune off record and just enjoy our day together. Thanks for being here at 98.1 KZE. All the best to you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you now.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show. This is Out of the Wilderness by The Weight Band.